Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the brand new podcast featuring some of your favorite voices answering 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name's Eddie Dennis. I'm a professional wrestler who works for the WWE, currently on the NXT UK brand.
What was the last photo you took?
The last photograph I took. So we got into Coventry yesterday afternoon for our big show in the Sky Dome this evening and tomorrow. And myself and a couple of the other wrestlers went to a local crazy golf establishment. So my last several photographs were taken in crazy golf. Sort of like 90s themed cheesy crazy golf. So there was, you know, Friends and Jurassic Park. Not entirely sure they paid for all the licensing, to be honest, but that's by the by.
What's the oldest thing you own?
Oh, I have a teddy bear, which this is an easy one, which my grandmother bought for me the day I was born, and I still own that. So that's the oldest thing I could possibly own, because it's from the day I was born.
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
Oh, blimey, my cat Terry, I think. Yeah, he's the best.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've bought?
The most ridiculous thing I've ever bought. That's sort of a tricky one, isn't it? I'd probably say that when me and my partner bought our first home, the first thing that I decided that I wanted to do was go out and buy the best television I could. So even though we own a small home, we sort of have a 70-inch, £4,000 television, which is ludicrous, really, to spend that kind of money on a TV. And when you walk into the house, it is normally the first thing that people think. That's a little bit ridiculously out of context with the rest of your humble home. So yeah, that's probably the most ridiculous thing I've spent money on.
What movie, picture, or video always makes you laugh no matter how often you watch it?
Movie, picture, or video always makes me laugh. Probably American Pie. It's very nostalgic to me, you know. That sort of came out when I was at the perfect age to find the juvenile humor in it hilarious. So that's probably, if I need to be cheered up, I'll put on one of those sort of iconic teen movies of that generation, and that'll always get the job done.
If you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
If I owned a restaurant, this is a bit of a cop-out answer, I suppose, but I think it would be one of those world food all-you-can-eat buffets, you know? I'm a bit of a foodie, so I wouldn't want to say Italian because I really like pizza, because then I'd miss out on Indian food, and then, you know, I really like a good burrito. So yeah, it'd have to be one of those world food buffets, I think.
What's the most expensive thing you've broken?
Oh, the most expensive thing I've broken? Probably my telephone, right? Everybody breaks their telephones. They cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and then you have them in your pocket without a case on it, and you get out the car and it falls on the floor and smashes. Yeah, it's probably an iPhone, several times.
What topic could you spend hours talking about?
Oh, pro wrestling, of course. That's, I spend hours, days talking about professional wrestling. Someone asks me my opinion on any aspect of the industry, I could just talk to them for hours on end. Definitely professional wrestling, that's an easy one.
What's the funniest word in the English language?
Oh, blimey. Maybe blimey. That's a good word, isn't it? I use it all the time as well. So, poppet. That's quite an affectionate word, isn't it? To call someone poppet. I quite like that one too. Blimey, poppet. Anything that's got a good bit of onomatopoeia to it, you know?
What did you Google last?
The directions to Coventry. So, I think that's probably what professional wrestlers spend most of their time Googling is directions to the next city that they're performing in.
If you were a Disney princess, which one would you be?
A princess? Blimey, quite specific. Does Ariel count? Was she a princess? Yeah, we'll go for Ariel because that's just the one which immediately jumps to mind. So I'm not quite sure why there's very little mermaid about me, but it's the best one I can think of.
What was cool when you were young but isn't cool now?
Blimey. Poppers. Remember those trousers which you used to be able to pop the sides up of? They were really cool when I was sort of 11 years old, and I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't be seen dead in them now.
What's your favorite WrestleMania moment?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. See, now this is a question about professional wrestling, so I've got to think and choose a good one. Probably with regards to something that resonates with me and I remember, it'll be WrestleMania 13 when Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestled Bret Hart and Stone Cold passes out in the sharpshooter. I always class that as sort of, if people ask me what I think the best professional wrestling match ever is, that's always the one I answer with. And that moment where he passes out and then sort of refuses to be help to the back, insists on walking out under his own power, is that's sort of iconic. That's everything that's good about professional wrestling. So yeah, Austin passing out in the sharpshooter at WrestleMania 13.
What's the weirdest conversation you've overheard?
These questions are tricky, aren't they? I overhear, so I trained in Canada for a short while as a professional wrestler. And sometimes Canadians and Americans can be a little more enthusiastic than British folk in normal environments. And we were in the cinema watching a movie called Zombieland. And the gentleman in front of us saw fit to sort of commentate over the movie. And there's a scene where they're trapped in a small box room and they're surrounded by zombies. And the main hero of the film, I suppose, manages to kill all the zombies. And the gentleman in front of me said, "He killed all those zombies? Man, that guy's good." And I thought that was the most ludicrous thing that anyone would ever say during a movie. So let's go for that.
What's the most interesting documentary you've ever watched?
I tell you what's right up there is on the WWE Network, it aired immediately after the first UK takeover. There's a documentary on Nigel McGuinness. He released an independent one years ago called The Last of McGuinness, which I thought was wonderful. The documentary that WWE just did with that extra sort of WWE production and sheen was pretty magical. So I'll go with that one. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And I was sort of welling up on the sofa watching it. So it was a good sign that it must be good.
What's your career highlight so far?
Career highlight so far, I would say, is probably wrestling on the inaugural takeover show in Blackpool. I wrestled Dave Mastiff in a no disqualification match, and to be featured on a live special for the WWE is certainly above and beyond anything that I could have dreamt that I would accomplish in wrestling. So yeah, it's definitely that.
Can you tell us about something that you're working on at the moment?
It's like the most exciting thing in sports and entertainment at the moment, I suppose. So it's the newest brand that WWE have launched. It's the first of their sort of global expansion. So the first time for a brand to be based outside of the United States of America. So it's really sort of groundbreaking for this company to be basing a brand out of the United Kingdom, and it's sort of history making every time we go out there and put a show on. So yeah, real exciting.
As a child, what did you think would be awesome about being an adult but isn't as awesome as you thought it would be?
What did I think would be awesome but it turns out it's not that awesome? Probably being a homeowner. I had this idea that that would be, not as a child, but maybe in my early adolescence when you're sort of desperate for a little bit of independence. I had this idea that being a homeowner and being able to have sort of a spare room which is full of wrestling memorabilia and, you know, a giant television and this and that, and a giant bed would be the most wonderful thing in the world. The reality of being a homeowner is you spend your life and all of your savings on repainting walls and replastering. So the reality is far less glamorous than how you imagined it. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Eddie Dennis.
Tune in for a bonus episode tomorrow with Isla Dawn ahead of WrestleMania. Subscribe to 17 Questions so you don't miss it. Before you go, if you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message at 17 Questions across all social. See you next week! You've been listening to a Big Shot audio production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.